At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
This guy also has a website.
Oh, yeah. JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out. Yeah. Google Justin Fuller Comedy, baby.
Yeah.
I come up. I'm the first.
There you go.
Sizzle.
And
it ain't about me.
It ain't about me either.
Look what we got.
Man.
Say what?
We have.
Come on.
Not an author. Do you have a book? I thought you had a book.
No, but I will write one.
Okay.
Come on. You must be on your research.
Leave me alone. Stop it. Stop it. We have comedian.
Yes.
Yes. Hey. Host.
Actress,
yeah.
I seen the scene.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
She also has a non-profit.
Yeah.
That's right.
And anything that I forgot or didn't mention, please, I apologize in advance, but we have Miss CJ Starr.
CJ Starr
is in the building, y'all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
Yes.
You can find me on Instagram at MZ_CJ Starr and on Facebook CJ_R Haven. Hey y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I say. Anything else? Did we miss anything?
Yeah, did we miss any? I not to short you, but
yeah.
Anything we left out, please let them know.
That was pretty much it, you know. Okay. Entrepreneur.
There we go.
Yeah. Producer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Philanthropist.
What?
Promoter too.
You know,
right?
Promoter.
Okay. Yeah.
Just an all well rounded. I grew up watching Fame. And I said, when I grow up, I want to be like Debbie Allen.
Look, Fame.
Is that
cost.
The one like this?
Yes. I want to live forever.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Look, and I never thought that I would be Mr. What's his name, Trukowski, or what is his name?
Trukowski,
Mr.
From the teacher.
Yeah, that's me. I never thought I would be him.
Oh my God!
Is that from the movie?
We're gonna ask him questions about that. Stay tuned.
I mean, I don't know that guy.
Like an old fuddy-duddy, like, you know, strict-ass teacher dude.
Being mean, pulling the pants up, like...
Yes,
the rules are...
Yeah,
you gotta follow the rules!
I can see it.
So now I know who's the serious partner.
You know, it ain't me.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
So, yeah, we got Miss CJ Starr.
Yes, we do.
In the building.
In the building.
Just, you know, just to, you know, let everybody know, you know, when I first met her, I do my research on people because, you know, I used to do a show.
I mean, messed up a little bit on his research, but.
Hey, Justin. Right.
Shout out for some of it.
Hey, Justin. Hey, Justin, shut up.
Shut up,
Justin.
I apologize.
So, you know, I saw her, like, hosting a comedy show at a bowling alley. This was a long time ago, a while ago, before I even met you. They was like, can CJ Starr come on your show? And she was hosting the show. And I was like, okay, she hosting, she doing her thing, but I don't know you, CJ Starr. You got 5 minutes, baby. You know what? And she and look, she came in 5 minutes, okay? It was 5 minutes of fire.
Aww.
She had the whole bar going. She was singing. Everybody was engaged. And I'm so grateful that I had wireless mics. And,
moving. She would have been yanked all over.
Yeah, like, but
she uses space.
Look, if you heard of Earth, Wind, and Fire, she would definitely be the fire. She's the.
Oh, thank you.
She's like. Yeah. Entertaining, a ball of fire, you know, never a dull moment. Miss CJ started, and she's been nothing but positive, great energy ever since I met her.
100%. Oh, thank you.
So, how long you been doing comedy?
You know what? I've been making people laugh my whole life.
100%.
But I started in 2020.
Okay.
In Fayetteville, North Carolina, right when COVID hit.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I started. Yep, in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. It's what club or place?
Actually, I could tell a little story about how I started.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Yeah. Now, let me tell y'all, I was getting my edges done. I was getting them busted down. My baby hairs down in Fayetteville, they ain't got nothing but trailers, okay? But I ain't talking about regular. I'm talking about nice double wides. So I was getting my hair done in
in a double wide.
I was getting my hair done in a double wide with three toilets, okay? And I don't know if y'all remember, it was a reality show called The Flavor of Love.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you remember Goldie?
Yeah.
Courtney Jackson is her name.
Nobody I remember.
I remember Goldie.
Well, Goldie actually was the one that put the chicken in the microwave. She was the girl from the country.
Oh no, that's violation. But
she was the
cool chicken.
I knew who Goldie was.
Yeah,
and that was why.
Jay. So she wasn't smart.
She was but she was the comic relief for the show because you know it's all scripted.
Okay.
And I was getting my hair done and I didn't recognize her because she had lost a little weight. And she was like, you know what? Are you funny? And I'm like, what? I'm just talking, being me. And she like, you should do comedy. And I said, girl, I sing, but I ain't. What do you mean do comedy? She like, I work with you, and I put you on the stage. And I went home, like, because I'm like, who is this? And I looked up, it was really her.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what?
Goldie.
So at
small
the time,
small
told me up. I was getting my baby hairs done in the double wide. And
wait a minute, she was doing it?
No, she was getting her hair done in the double wide too.
Oh shoot!
Yeah, we was getting our hair done.
Yeah, man.
By this one girl whose name I won't say.
All right.
Because I just ain't giving her no accolades like that. No, I'm just kidding. Her name Yashika. And we was
Yashika?
Getting our Yashika. Yashika.
Shout out Yashika.
Yashika. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. She like CJ, still a bitch.
Ooh. But,
message, they told me to be myself. I said, oh, I hope y'all ready.
Yeah, be yourself.
So, but that's no, for real, we was in Yashika double Y getting our hair twisted back because she can do some hair now. She had my baby edges on fleek, and she's one of, she does Goldie hair. So Goldie said she would put me on stage, and so she really did. And shout out to Ace Brown, who does comic. He does comedy in North Carolina, but he's out of Jersey.
Okay.
And so they put me on the stage.
Okay.
And then CJ Starr was born.
Hey.
And I've been doing it ever since. I said, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So 48, so what month?
July the 30th.
Okay.
I just had my birthday.
You know what's funny?
4 years.
Happy belated.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Because the first time I ever went on stage was July in 2019. Uh-huh. But then I didn't go back until like December 2020.
Oh, wow.
Because of my job. Yeah. So I quit that job.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sometimes you got to go with your dreams.
Yeah, fuck that job. And it was a rough road. I was like,
I'm going with the money.
Good money, yo. But what? Yeah. Sorry. Guess what? You couldn't give me nights. I had to go. I had to work on some
shit. If the nights was paying, I would have been there.
That was General Motors.
Mm. No.
Close to.
Uh-huh. Don't say the name. Ooh, be a spiritual up here.
So 4 years. How you feel about that? How you been?
You know what? I am so glad you asked me that. It is surreal.
Right.
I be tripping like, for real?
It's changed, like, the people you've met in your life. Because without doing it, I wouldn't have met you.
Yes.
For the most part.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah. But I wouldn't have known you. I probably would have passed you.
Yeah.
But we've met because of comedy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. There's a difference in all that.
So, I've met a lot of people just because of that realm that I thought I'd never...
And they're all good people for the most part because they're all funny. And they're all, you know, on the same path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just when egos get involved, it's like, come on, stop.
But, you know, I'm used to the egos because I've been singing my whole life. So
I just,
that's why I don't care. I just keep moving.
Yeah, I do but it's just.
But it bothers me behind closed doors sometimes. Yeah, people try to steal my ideas. I'll be like.
Well, you know.
They ain't got to do that.
No, but.
Why you got to go and do that?
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I'm trying to do that love, I know personally to me, you know, what is that?
Yeah, he knew what it was.
Oh,
yeah.
80s. Uh-huh. 80s vibe around here.
So it was like, okay, so you did comedy and you sing. You got a great voice. Are you like,
thank you.
Did you have any proper training with that or?
Yes. Shout out to my grandmother.
Hey.
Shout out to grandma.
Who brought me in the home because she had no choice. So.
Right.
Be life it. And she said, I'm going to try to do right by you. And I fucked her mother up. So they said I could be myself.
Be yourself,
I'm being me, you know.
Let's go.
And so my grandmother put me in Singing Angels. And so Singing Angels is a choir that travels through not only Cleveland, Ohio, but throughout the United States and actually in foreign countries. And we sing. Mm. And so I got in that chorus around 1989.
Okay, cut right there.
Yes.
First of all, I tried to tell you about the Singing Angels a while ago, maybe a couple of episodes ago. And by you saying you was in the Singing Angels.
I was in it, for some years.
That wasn't popular with the black people.
No, it wasn't.
So if you was in the Singing Angels and you was you had to be like one of the only black
I'm take a picture of my pictures and I'm gonna send it to you,
please.
Absolutely.
You're gonna post it.
You're gonna know
part.
Exactly where I'm at too. You're gonna be like, there she go right there. I'm gonna be like, ah. I really am like that because we had to pose. Good. So I'm like,
I was telling you, like, you know, because
if I could sing, I'd be singing all the time.
Oh, I do actually.
Where I grew up at, you know, it was some two girls that used to come and see.
Okay.
Remember I was telling you that? And I said their older sister was in the Singing Angels.
Right,
And she was one of them?
Yeah.
That was dope.
Wow. Thank you.
Continue.
All right. So I did the Singing Angels, and then my grandmother got me in Caramu where I had dance.
Shout out to
Caramu.
Modern
dance, drama classes. And then I got into recreation. There's a recreational program called Show Wagon. So Show Wagon was a traveling stage that traveled. That's how I know Joe Little. That's how I know Joey Little and all them, because we all started off on those
Show
platforms.
Wagon.
Yeah, so I know Joe Little and all them because I was a singer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And we all started around the same time.
Is that when
you
met Cash?
I was fat, though. No, I actually know Mike Calhoun. That's at a Kinsman Dad's band. I used to sing with them. I used to travel and sing with them. So when I came back here, he was like, hey, I'm going to get you with the winning team. And then he introduced me to Dennis.
So the where I grew up was on Edgewood. It was like the Kinsman Dads was like a house over. That was where Ike and Mike was the house over. And then on the right side was Odyssey and Company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, music was like
I got a nice little resume. I'm glad y'all asking these questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
get to know me.
So Okay, so you performed on Show Wagon, mm-hmm. and you know that's like a monumental, and a lot of groups from Cleveland started.
Yeah.
At the Show Wagon.
I was in a group called Unique. I'm sure you saw us. I was the youngest one, but I was shaped very shapely. But we did all the En Vogue, all those. We was a 4-girl group. And we almost made it too. Our Trina Grayson was our manager, okay. who sang for Bobby Womack.
Okay.
That's my mentor in music.
Look, I hate to be like this, but I lived across the street from the Womacks.
Yeah, no, but seriously,
off
though.
Off the 93rd.
I believe.
Shout out to the Womacks.
Gerald Levert traveled production right around the corner from Reno, where I grew up at.
Okay, so.
I would see Gerald all the time going to school.
They had a studio.
Yeah, that's
over
what I'm
there.
Saying. I grew up on Reno. It was on Way. Travel Productions. Yes, I would see Gerald all the time. Yeah. I know. They still own that property right there.
It ain't nothing now.
No, but they still own it.
Every time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It makes me every time.
Because I keep telling you, Cleveland is mobile.
Man, I'm telling you.
I mean, it's any place you live. You know what I mean? Once you live here your whole life.
Mayberry. I'm sorry, Mayberry.
If you're in certain circles, though, you can tell if people really in those circles by who they really know.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can really tell if somebody telling the truth and they jiving by. They be like, nope. You be like, oh, you don't know. Yeah. You don't do that.
And his memory is outstanding.
Yeah.
So, that helps.
Yeah.
Continue, Miss Donna.
Yeah, I used to open up doing the national anthem. Doug Patterson, he was kind of like a booking agent for me. Nice. And I was in a group called Two Shades of Black. Me and Tisha, shout out to her. We were singing the national. I don't know. It was the 90s. Two Shades of Black. It was in the 90s, man. It was like Jade and all that was out, you know. And so we would do the national anthem in a soul way.
Okay.
And we would sing it. And it was before the Cavs, before the LeBron. You know, it was back in the 90s and 91. Right. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And so I used to do that. And, and act. And, I'm just well-rounded. So now that my son grown, I'm just out here showing everybody you can do exactly what you
want
to do. You can just get out there and do it.
That's why you talk, you know, we talk about, you know, starting later in life, and it's like,
I did.
Yeah,
I know the one thing that held me back a little bit was the 10-year. They talk about 10 years. It took me a while to understand what the 10 years meant. So I'm like, I ain't got 10 years. I'll be 53. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time, but to grow, because there's a lot of moments on stage where in 10 years you should be able to just be up there and just be whatever.
Be effortless.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of times I'm not. And I need to do this more. It's probably when you go up and you go to open mics and this and that. You just go up there and you're trying to just be yourself. But you ain't got time for that bullshit. You got 5 minutes. Get up there and do your jokes. You know what I'm saying? So it's the goal is an hour, right?
Yeah.
An hour special.
In this thing. So it's to where to find the sweet spot of the jokes and the comfortability within everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The jokes I've been telling. So I probably have about a half hour, maybe. You know what I'm saying? In time. But it's not fluid. Because I haven't done it, you know, all in a row. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. We've done, 20?
We got a fucking hour. We got a fucking hour. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. But look, check this out.
He's hilarious.
Miss CJ Starr, you told us how you got started in the comedy game.
Yeah.
Real quick, I know you were singing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch on two things. I want to know who your singing influences were.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
If you can stick to a top five.
Okay, cool. All right. The first one off top will be Whitney Houston.
Big voice.
Because that's who and these are people who I would practice at in the mirror. You know,
so did anybody tell you that like your range was Whitney's, or do you?
No, I just liked. For me, it's like I feel like a tape recorder, and I would just try to mimic what I heard.
What's your range that you comfortable with?
I'm lazy, so I like to be deep. I like the Jill Scott type of Erykah Badu.
I heard you do high and low.
I can though.
You like a female Will Downing though.
Oh wow!
Change on flex.
Oh no.
Yeah, you can do it like him. I heard you do it.
Thank you. Yeah, I know some people be like, brother, why don't you just sing? But that's coming too. You know, just comedy, just kicking it off on me quicker, I guess.
God bless you though, because that comes from emotion.
Yeah.
So Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah.
You got
Whitney, yep. So Whitney Houston, Jill Scott, Mary J. Blige. I'm like, because I got to narrow it down.
You know, I mean, you know.
One more. We could do Erykah Badu.
Okay. Yeah. So this
good
is.
Mixture.
And this is no shade against Mary J. I mean, because, you know, I found out from.
See his face?
Mary just hood music for me.
I get it, but it's like when it comes to vocal talent, it's
I
like.
I get it. I know what you're saying. Okay. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
But.
She rocks it.
No shade to Mary. Yeah, Donald Fagen let me know that you don't have to have singing abilities to make a great song.
But I can blow her music out the water, though, effortlessly. That's crazy, though, because
and that's why I was surprised that you said, well, anyway.
But that's because it's not a machine.
No,
either,
no shade against Queen, okay. Mary J. Blige. But, you know, she can,
made some hitters, though.
You can belt off stuff effortlessly.
Oh, thank you.
And you and no auto tunes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I heard you do it without a mic. This is stuff that I witnessed. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, thank you.
So, all right. So, those were your singing influences. That's dope. So, in the comedy game, I know you said you didn't want to do comedy.
Right.
But you got forced into it.
So who was making you laugh before you started doing comedy?
Oh, man. The people that was making me laugh, though, before was, man, we would listen to Richard Pryor on the record.
On the record?
My grandma, my grandma raised me. So we had them big long wide TVs where the TV was right here, TV. And then the turntable was at the top.
Those were called component sets.
Man, yeah. So we would listen to Red Fox, Richard Pryor. Then when Eddie Murphy Raw came out, my God, Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg is a goat. You know what I'm saying? Jumpin' Jack Flash, just her beauty and how she didn't care about, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, Whoopi,
just funny.
Whoopi was always fine. To
Whoopi,
me.
Whoopi is so funny, man.
Always fine.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
care.
I never thought she was ugly. Never. I never did.
Yeah, Whoopi. Of course, the Wayans. You know, these are people that I watched growing up in Living Color. Oh my God, you know, all the grace that it came out in Living Color.
You know, we had Ryan on Pope. Shout out to Ryan.
Shout out, Ryan.
He talked about watching Living Color, and those are reruns. At least we watched them.
I watched them when it first came out.
Yeah.
Like, I knew J-Lo before she had the booty.
Yes,
and so got with Diddy. Like, take that.
Oh, I watched.
She was just a homegirl. What is she? A fly girl.
Watched every bit of that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what made me like
actually, J-Lo was not one of my favorites.
Me too. Oh, who you liked it?
Lisa.
The girl with the big
Lisa.
Nose. Ain't that one? Leslie.
Lisa. It was Lisa.
Lisa had the big.
What, the dark skinned girl?
No,
right?
She wasn't dark, but I like dark skin, but no, Lisa was my favorite.
Who was the one, the other one then?
You talking about Big Les?
Yeah, nobody liked Big Les, but
she wasn't a fly girl. She wasn't a fly girl, but she was dancing in all the hip hop videos. She was actually, her silhouette was on Living Single in the beginning.
And that's her.
And I love Big Les.
Dang, I thought that was her all this time, a fly girl. I got to stop smoking
she
weed.
She wasn't a fly girl, but Big Les was the truth.
Big Les could get, okay. All right. We're going to
keep I'm with you on that.
Is this a children's show?
It's okay. Not, but.
Oh, thank you.
The kids like it, though.
Don't listen to your auntie, CJ. She is just a character.
I tell them, if they're younger, just scroll by. Hit like.
Yeah, hit like, scroll first. By, and tell all your friends.
Tell your mother to watch us later.
So, yeah, that's right. You're in a movie.
Wait a minute. How many movies?
I'm in a couple.
Okay.
I mean, how many PG? No, I'm just playing.
Okay, I'm in a couple. I've even done a sci-fi as an alien mother.
What?
Yes, on YouTube. I got a little resume. I just don't.
No, you
know,
gotta talk about
it.
You're an actress.
Yes,
heck yeah!
That's what we're here about.
Let's go.
Look, you are a star.
In Fayetteville, I was doing my thing there. So I was in a couple of movies there, a couple of sci-fi films.
What are they?
Let us know so we can look them up.
I know. I'm like, he's gonna be mad at me because he's gonna be like, she don't even remember. So
that's okay.
I'll send him the information later. But when you guys see it, it's gonna be at the bottom. I'm gonna send you the links to it. Seriously, it's called You Are My Universe, though.
You are
and
my
I
universe.
Play an alien mom.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah.
And we sort of got to cut it short, but not yet.
Okay.
Because, you know, she has a responsibility.
Yep.
Tell us about what you're doing. doing right now? Like, where can they come see you live if you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area?
Okay, well, I do host an open mic once a month. For now, it's Vices down on 32nd and Superior. If you go on my Instagram, again, MZ_CJStar, all that information, address, and everything is there. I do that once a month. I also, you know, just do shows as people call and book me.
Right.
That's been very awesome and dope.
Right.
And then I produce. So I have a couple of projects I'm working on where I have to have people sign non-disclosure forms because people try to steal your ideas. Mm-hmm. But I'm working on episode 4.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but I have this yellow
wristband. Yes, yellow wristband right here.
And this is like the first one that I can actually fit. And it says one of her quotes that she's known for. Can you, what do mine say?
It said, "Is that all right?"
And that's what it say. And in addition to this yellow wristband, you have a great t-shirt on.
I sure do. Y'all know what? Let me see. I don't know if y'all can see it.
Yeah,
I don't want them just look at the boobies.
Look at the woo?
I don't want them just looking at the boobies. I want them to look at it all.
Oh, snap.
You see? Coming out of the dark. Ooh, with a new label, y'all. Yeah.
Premiering.
The big design.
The big design.
The big design.
You know, because I figure, you
big,
know.
Big chest.
Big
CJ Star, big pressure. No, I'm just kidding.
Say it with your chest.
My titties is long too. They long like slinkies. I lost so much weight. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead with the commercial. Commercial.
Oh, commercial. I'm sorry. I'm back now.
He was like long breasts, slinkies.
Look, you lost focus.
Would you like to show one?
Professional. Look at.
Oh, yeah. So, like, Rob Lauren got the big pony. We got the big Midnight Paco shirts, and she's debuting the big Midnight Paco shirts. They're available. You know, just where can they get these shirts, man?
I guess you got to hit me up for these.
Hit this dude up.
Hit him up now.
They so new. And if you want to look good in your shirt like CJ Star, Jay know.
I'm telling you,
you know, Amazon and Redbubble for all the other bullshit, but this is for this one. You got to hit me up.
Yeah, that's the big midnight
polo.
I'm
to my open mic night tonight too.
Woo!
About to promote tonight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's what's up. So you know what? I know we got it.
We good. What time is it?
It's 8:10.
All right, come on.
All right, so, you know, in addition to what you're doing now, like, you know, some people just want to do the comedy, some people just want to do singing. Yeah. Like, what are some things? Are you interested? Are you open to, like,
angle?
Are you open to writing? Are you open to being in a sitcom? Or let the world know right now the things that you're open to doing or things.
I'm open to doing it all. Right. On screen and behind it.
Zazam!
Y'all heard
you know
it.
What I mean?
Still on screen.
Yeah, you know, on screen and behind. You know what I mean?
Like behind the scenes,
writing, you know, writing, all of that.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm open to it all.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your nonprofit? Like, what is that about?
Yes. Okay. Well, back in the 1900s, I made bad fucking choices. No, I'm just kidding. Woo. But seriously, some people aren't blessed to. Have a village, you know,
right.
Whether it's mental illness in the family or whatever the case may be. And so, unfortunately, I've been in situations where I was homeless because a lack of the village. Right. But prior to that, I always wanted to do good because I grew up, I had a very dark childhood. And because of that childhood, I always wanted to help. And so then when I became homeless, not because I could not handle my finances, but because I had custody of my siblings at 21.
Whoa.
And I'm the oldest of four.
Right.
And then I got pregnant. Ooh. So I went from no kids to four.
Right.
And the county gave them to me with just $321 a month.
Ooh.
And told me at 22 I would be okay. And so there are a lot of things that can happen to you in your life where if you do not have a village, because if I had a village, they would have said, you can't do that, baby.
Right.
You can't take your three siblings on.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much for you.
Yeah, we got you.
but that wasn't the case for me. And so being in a situation where financial situations wasn't why I was homeless, I was treated and talked to a certain kind of way. And so I got the Gemini. I don't care what y'all say about us, we get a bad rep. But it's just something, when you tell me I can't do it, or if you treat me a certain way, I'm going to show you how I can do it better. Right. So instead of me complaining, I'm going to be the change I want to see in the world. Right. So in 2019, Ruth's Haven for Hope was established because of me being homeless and being looked down upon and being talked about. And it's a lot of women out here that are raising single. They're single parents that are dealing with children with mental illnesses, and we are in a private prison. And so if God is utilizing me to be the voice, and so my nonprofit was established, and I've helped over 4,000 families, and I have the accolades to prove it. Fayetteville, North Carolina, the mayor gave me an award, as well as some other accolades for what I did, and I'm not even a native there.
Okay.
And I still run it from their satellite, you know. I still help people from there, and now I'm about to start it here.
Dope. Yes. You know, that is something to congratulate you on. But see, but even the fact that, you know, like even when people will see this or hear this, you know, like Tupac said, he won't, if he not going to change it, he'll be the spark in the brain.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. So. Man, kudos to you for that. Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's dope. And mental illness is something that, you know, that's, you know, when it comes to like mental illness and drug abuse, you think, is the person mentally ill because of the drugs, or are they using drugs because they're mental ill? And that's the thing that you have to, you know, realize. And I always, you know, I say this all the time, and it's kind of difficult to, you know, because you're not in that situation, but you got to, you know, try to ask the person, like, if they're a victim of, if they, one of their parents was on drugs and things like that, you know, in order for you to succeed, you have to forgive the first people that ever hurt you in your life. The first people that ever hurt you in your life is your parents. So you got to forgive them if they're here or not. Forgiveness is for them. It's not to say that I forgive you and, you know, I'm forgiving you. You accept my forgiveness, or it's forgiveness is for you to move on and to proceed. And you want to, you know, the goal for everybody should be to have perfect peace.
Right.
And in order for you to have perfect peace, you got to forgive the first people that hurt you, which is your parents.
Yeah.
And regardless if it's for drug abuse or, you know,
it's
whatever.
It's easier said than done, man.
I understand. Boy. Yeah. People got some bad lives and things like that, but it's like you have to work on, in order to,
as a person, move on. I get it.
And then for CJ Star to be like, boom, of energy and positivity.
I'm definitely healed.
You gotta forgive, and you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So you can't love other people or pour into other people if you're empty.
Absolutely, and so that's why I had to take a break for a minute, and that's why I'm coming back now. Strong like I am.
Hey, like I said, ever since I met her, she's been nothing but positive energy.
Nothing but positive.
Hey, Jay know how I am.
Yep.
I mean, we're
the same. I mean, obviously, but he, yeah. If you rub,
oh my god.
You know, we'll talk about this.
Like, I mean,
you know,
it's for me, it's a handshake. Or if I, you know, come near you and I feel a certain way, I'm like, yo, Jay, like, I know that's your man's in him, but
ooh, boy.
Yeah.
He's usually not wrong. He's not wrong. He's got a good radar.
You meditate.
You gotta follow that.
Yeah.
You gotta have peace within you to be able to feel things.
To be honest with you, you said meditate, and I'm thinking about.
I think he's just dealt with it so much; he just knows how to pick up on it so far.
But in a way, you know, sad, but true. In a way, because you always discredit things that you do. Mm. I call it bong bonging, and I bong bong a lot. And let me tell you what it is.
The fuck?
I could be like, I'll be right here, and I'll just check out. I'll be like.
And you bong bonging right here?
Right here. I'm bong
bong bong bong bong bong bong bong bong.
I'm bong bonging. So
it sounds like I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We need to record that.
That's a form of meditation.
Okay, you just
like that.
She brought it to my attention because I'm thinking like, Cause you know I be at work sometimes and I be bong bonging. I be like,
no, look,
I'll be sitting at my desk or something without, and I'll just check the fuck out. I'll be like,
oh yeah, you meditate.
I'm meditating.
You are like bong 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 bong.
Nah, he's asleep. He's on that.
Sleeping with my eyes open.
He all like this.
The fuck am I doing?
That Zoloft kicking in.
I wish I could be home.
It's meditate. Look, I could be home. Yeah. Look, I could be doing this. Mm. Look, I remember her. I liked her when she doing that.
What?
Like, you know, I'm bong bong.
Let's go there all the time.
Bong bong
game. I be like,
it's just bouncing around. Everything.
Yeah, you know, look. And I look, I be at meetings and I'll bong bong because they ain't talking about nothing. I be like,
thoughts is.
Bong bong.
I get it. That's a good word.
You need to let me like record that for you. Play that shit. You be like bong 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 bong. Have different tones and shit like bong bong.
Zoned out.
Bong bong bong.
Have different shit going on in your head. Little different shit.
I did it.
Mama, you can watch the TV like this.
Bong 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 bong. They be like, oh, this nigga ADHD on 12.
Yes, yes. So thank you for letting me, you helped me. Yes, I guess I am meditating.
This is great.
When I'm not supposed to be, but I am, like.
You driving. Are you over there bong bonging?
Yes.
You swerving to the left.
Yes. Look, if you, look, and I might not be the only one, because look.
Oh, you're not.
If you, and look, that's check this out. Check this out. If you driving
people call
and you can't
people.
Remember the last mile,
oh,
you was bonging.
Oh, I'm bonging all the time. Bong, my life just a bong.
But you driving like.
I'm like, oh, I'm home. It's like on autopilot and
yeah,
shit.
Like, you ever flinch? You got worried?
Yes.
You okay?
Yes, I have. I know I be bonging too much. I know it. Yeah. I know it.
Like, oh shit, where am I? You check a sign?
Look, and I'm glad your soundtrack, but the original soundtrack was from SpongeBob.
Oh,
that
my
shit
God.
Was like bong, 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 bong,
oh.
Bong, 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 bong. And I'd be like,
oh, you was loading.
So I'm thinking about what I could be doing. Why the hell am I here? What the hell? You know what? I speak good English and I try to surround myself with millionaires.
You apply.
And then Gucci come out talking like, and he making millions. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey.
And he talking about crying baloney.
I put good content. And if I ain't shaking the booty, it ain't getting likes.
It's, you know what?
Oh, that's why I don't get no likes.
No, but thank you, CJ Star. Yeah, I do meditate.
You're welcome.
Not voluntarily, but, you know, I be bong bonging. Like,
that's a t-shirt.
Hey.
Bong bonging.
So, CJ Star.
Yes.
Like, okay. So, it's like, you know, and this is what I really feel like. Like, right now, I'm not saying that you're not at a good level, but. You know, you don't meet no strangers.
Right.
You entertaining. You don't. It's no boring atmosphere when you're around ever.
Nope.
And I feel this like even if you shot up to the top of everybody's standard, I still feel like you would be the same person.
Yeah.
And you, yeah. And you know, to love yourself is to see yourself in other people, and you'll be welcoming to them too. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We all put our underwear on the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us put on disposable underwear. Is that all right?
I mean, yeah. Especially if you're going on a road trip.
Okay. Yeah. Diaper time.
I'm stopping. Fuck. You got time.
You know, sometimes when you cough, you just get a little sprinkle tinkle.
Oh.
Are you 45 and up? And tired of coughing and crossing your legs. Commercial break. No, I'm just kidding.
This is voiceovers too, people.
Yes, hey. I do. I do it all. Yeah. Call me.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Hey, Jay, where can they find you at, bro?
Shit, everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, y'all.
I am the great underscore
C-O-R-E-E.
The
fuck?
Yeah. Ooh. See, I bong bong right there. You know what I'm saying?
Bong 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 bong.
Hey. And that's on Instagram, or you can follow us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on that's Instagram. Right. Yo, Miss CJ Star, thank you very much for being a guest on our show. Yeah. And where can they find you?
Y'all can find me at MZ, Z for Zebra, Pom Pom, MZ underscore CJ Star on Instagram. And if you want to see little not so vulgarity, then go to my Facebook because I do all my nonprofit stuff on there, so I'm not as ratchet.
What's that?
That is CJ Space R Haven.
And what's the nonprofit again?
It's Ruth's Haven for Hope. And it's R U T H Z. Because there's a Ruth's Haven for Hope, so mine is the Z. You know, you know that's how you know it's a real company. You can't have the same name as somebody else.
Yeah.
Fact check. I got a real tax ID number, y'all.
Hey.
get us the link to the movie.
It's a trailer.
It's on the
You Are My Universe. That's on YouTube. Okay, they will have the link. Okay. I'll send them the link. And also, if you guys just want to see some good comedy on Sheen TV, I have co-produced a couple of shows called You See Me Comedy.
Is there a link for that?
Yeah, you'll have a link for that as well. Put that up. And then it'll be a couple of just different links of some things that I have going on. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Wait a minute, you ain't say that right.
I didn't. You want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah. CJ Star, everybody.
CJ Star, everybody. Woo!
Midnight Paco Podcast.